for a safe nothing, man. They're afraid. Hell, they know everybody in the world's gonna see this fight and none of them got a prayer whipping me. So they're making excuses so they don't have to be the chump to get whipped in front of the whole civilized world.
Without a ranked contender, what this fighter's gonna need is a novelty. This is the land of opportunity, right? So Apollo Creed on January 1st gives a local underdog fighter an opportunity. A snow white underdog, and I'm gonna put his face on this poster with me.
Shedeur Sanders looking. Steps up, wants a run. Touchdown, Colorado.
Well, I've been with the best, and I beat the best. I've retired more men than Social Security.
And they find Edwards. He breaks it back with running room on the mold. Edwards down to sideline. Dylan Edwards. Touchdown, Colorado.
Well, you know, some folks got to learn the hard way.
Third down, Morris. Intercepted. Wow. Travis Hunter!
That's where you're wrong. This is not just an exhibition fight that doesn't mean anything.
You know, you're developing a very, very loud personality.
I'm a fighter. That's the way I'm made, Adrian. That's what you marry. We can't change what we are.
As Johnson brings it back across the 30-yard line, across the 40. Here goes Kobe Johnson sprinting away from the Cougars. And Johnson takes it all the way. Touchdown, Rams, Kobe Johnson.
I'm going in one more round. When you don't think you can, that's what makes all the difference in your life.
Ballard Nicolosi wide open. Ross Simmons will take it to the end zone. Touchdown, Colorado State.
No, maybe I can't win. Maybe the only thing I can do is just take everything he's got. But the baby, he's going to have to kill me. And to kill me, he's going to have the heart to stand in front of me. And to do that, he's got to be willing to die himself.
Big conversion on third down, and now to the end zone. It is bobbled, and it is caught. Touchdown. Holker makes a great touchdown. Ballard Nicolosi into the end zone.
All you Bears out there.
Sermon at the left hash. It's a shotgun. He's going to keep it. Rolls to the left. Dumps it off to Pell in the end zone. Touchdown. UNC Bears.
Well, hi there. I'm a cowboy.
Peasley.
Scott. Touchdown is in. The point is good. Wyoming wins it.
What kind of a horse is that? I've never seen a horse like that before.
Wilson floats it. There's Judy. Pass caught. Judy still going. Down inside the 20. And touchdown, Denver Broncos.
Football Friday. Presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Now, here's Brady Hall.
It's Underdog Weekend. On a special Football Friday. Well done, Angel, keeping the theme. Apollo Creed and Rocky. You gotta believe. I know Dion's asking people to believe, but this is a believe type week. UNC's gotta be absolute underdogs against Washington State. Wyoming is a 30-point dog against Texas. And the Colorado State Rams coming in as at least 24-point dogs, at least at this point and time. It is Underdog Weekend. And you gotta get that Rocky mentality, man. If you're Braden Fowler, Nicolosi, and Torrey Horton, and Jack Howell, and Dallin Holker, and these guys, you gotta go, hey, if they want to beat me, they're going to have to kill me. You know, it's not really going to happen that way. It's not the movies, but that's the mindset you got to have going in this thing. We're not going down without a freaking fight.
Here. He's
going
to kill me. He's got to stand up next to me and do it.
And take his sunglasses
off. And if he's going to do it, he's got to know that he might not make it out of this.
Yeah, that's the mindset you got to have. What's the most likely of these underdogs happening? Is it CSU beating CU? That's got to be the most likely. There's Wyoming and yeah. Texas and UNC and Washington State. I don't know about that. But this is this is possible.
Rocky was terrified to fight Drago. He went in there in hostile territory and
Drago's a killer. He's a killer, right?
Yep.
If he dies, he dies. Apollo Creed. See you later. But he got his Apollo, don't worry, he came back. He was in
Mandalorian and stuff, so it's fine. Don't
he just went into space?
He just went and did some other stuff. He did Billy or Happy Gilmore. I do love that actor,
Carl Weathers.
Yeah, Carl Weathers awesome. Is amazing.
And what's that movie with Arnold? He's in. Is it Commando?
Yes. Yeah.
Great in that movie.
Yep. That guy should be in more things. Why is he not in more things?
Well, he does some directing stuff, too.
Oh, he directed an episode of The Mandalorian, mm-hmm. too.
He's done a couple of those.
Yeah, he's good. He's great. Apollo Creed. So the Buffs are Apollo Creed.
Mm-hmm.
At least that version of Apollo Creed.
In Rocky 1, yes.
Because he gets humbled a little bit more, and
mm-hmm.
Rocky humbles
friends.
Them a little bit, and then they're buddies, and... You know, but he's, yeah.
And then
this,
they're running on the beach together, this, and that's yeah. what you
Do
could
you
have
think
here.
Jay Norvell and Primetime are going to be running on the beach together next year?
A couple of years from now,
yeah.
you can see that.
They're running along the Horse Tooth or whatever. They're going around Boulder, getting up on Red Rocks and running up there together.
They're in their little tank tops and shorts just running.
Jay Norvell goes over and like rubs Dion's head. He's like, ha, 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 ha. And then he runs away. And then Primetime chases him. And he's, I'm going to get you, man.
Jabs him in the ribs a little bit. Oh, gotcha, Jay. But first, you got to throw down.
Yeah. You got to throw down first. And that's what tomorrow night is all about. Now, for the Buffs, it's pretty easy. I mean, pretty easy philosophy here. Do what you're doing. Do what you did against TCU and the second half of the Nebraska game, and you're going to be fine. What's the number one thing? You know, when I look at a couple of things in this game for the Buffs in order for them to win and kind of win big. A key I have for Colorado is you can't force it now. Because now you got all the trash talk and you're going to be hyped. You're going to be super hyped and pumped and ready to rock and roll. You got to be careful of not to come out the door too fast. You don't want to miss tackles. Outkick your coverage is a football term, but that also works for about any kind of play here. You want to be careful here. Late hits, penalties, things like that. If you're the Buffs... You want to use that energy that Primetime's creating. But
don't eat with your eyes.
Yeah. Don't eat with your eyes.
Say, yeah, that CSU team, that looks like a nice, juicy steak. But you can't just dive right into that.
No, you'll be stuffed and you can barely move by
halftime.
You
get the meat sweats.
You don't want the meat sweats. Trust me. Especially if you're not wearing sweats. You expand, Angel.
Doesn't Dion wear sweats?
He does. He does.
So he's ready to
sweat. He's ready.
He wants to dive into that state.
They want to. They want to go up 21-0 to start the first quarter off, man. They want to go down, score every possession, and force three and outs and turnovers against CSU. Absolutely. Who doesn't? But you got to be careful. You don't want to go for a pick, and then they goes right over your head, and Torrey Horton says, see you later, guys. Meet me. Beep, beep. Either way. You got to be. That's a real thing. So that's why I'm saying, like, I do think the comments have an impact on this game. I think what Primetime's doing now has an impact on this game. Now, is that going to be a positive or negative? We're going to find out. Did Jay Norvell piss off the Buffs to the point where they're going to be reckless and you're going to get late hit penalties and it's third and 10 and the Rams go to throw the ball down the field and you get a late hit and now suddenly the Rams are in your territory, in Buffs territory, and they end up getting a field goal? It's 3-0 suddenly when it should have been a punt? I mean, you can do silly things like that because you're so amped up. You got to be careful here. I would say another key for me is, now this is more of the X's and O's side and whatever, but protect Shador Sanders. When you look at what Nebraska was able to do last week, and they got to him a few times. Nebraska had 8 sacks last week. Now, only like one of those was on Staub. Ryan Staub, but not Sanders. But they got to him. There were a lot of sacks in this game last week. So you prove you can if you put pressure on. Now, Shador is such a smart quarterback. He can make throws without you. He's not looking to run. He can run. He is definitely looking to build his resume to NFL teams so that they look at him and go, yeah, he can pass the pocket. That's important. So he doesn't want to run. And so if you're CSU... It's not that major of a threat. He can do it. But you got to remember, this is college football we're talking about. These guys want to win games, but they're also thinking about their resume they're building for their draft profile. So Shador Sanders is looking to pass the ball. If I'm CSU, you can, a lot of times with running quarterbacks, you have a spy and he's run. You might not have to get too dialed in on that spy stuff, because I think Shador, even if he has green grass in front of him, he is going to wait for routes in front of him to clear up and he's going to throw. So if you're CS, if you're CU, you got to protect him much better than you did against Nebraska in that first half. So that's a big thing for the Ram, for the Buffs, and I'll use that on the side for the Rams too. And then the third point here is if you're CU's defense, you got a young quarterback coming in here, freshman quarterback, wide eyed and bushy tailed, man. I mean, you don't need to bring the house and blitz this guy. He's probably gonna make mistakes on his own. He made mistakes on his own against Washington State. He threw into double coverage on a 5-yard comeback route. So if I'm the Buffs, yeah, blitz, but do it within reason. You don't need to send the house here. You don't need to risk leaving a Dallin Holker wide open in the middle of the field, or a Justice Ross Simmons wide open in the middle of the field, or even a running back coming out of the backfield and Kobe Johnson. You don't need to go so aggressive here where you risk leaving something wide open, because odds are if you play straight up, blitz a few times, I would imagine BFN's going to make some mistakes. Now, for CSU, first and foremost, it's Braden Fowler, Nicolosi. That four air raid doesn't work without a quarterback that can sling it downfield. And you can argue that Jay Norvell wasn't aggressive against Washington State, that Clay Millen's not the guy. Either way, you got to put that away. You got to be aggressive, and you got Braden Fowler, Nicolosi. What's your quarterback going to do in a Fort Raid offense? Are we actually going to see what Fort Air Raid looks like? Sure be a hell of a time to pull it out. We haven't seen it. You know, I think we saw it for three possessions against Middle Tennessee last year. That's it. So this would be the time. Is Fort Air Raid a real thing, or is that all just a never-ending story fantasy? Never-ending story? No, Angel? Never seen that? It's too old, probably.
I know. It's Falcor, the dragon.
Yeah. Falcor, yeah.
Yeah.
Be Falcor. Be Falcor in this. Somebody needs to be Falcor. Don't be the horse. Mm-mm. Don't be the horse. Can the secondary put up a fight against this Buffs team? They have weapons after weapons. Xavier, Angel, who's the most talked about player for the Buffs?
It's either Shador or Travis.
Right. Xavier Weaver, has he been once mentioned on all these national? I don't know. Maybe he has. 10 receptions for 170 yards, one touchdown, and my whole show, Player of the Week, presented by Zavai Brewing. Stud. Travis Hunter. Stud. 3 catches for 73 yards, and he plays DB. Jimmy Horn Jr. Stud. 8 catches for 64 yards. Tavarish Dawson. 3 catches for 41 yards. Michael Harrison. 2 catches for 25 yards. Dylan Edwards ran for 55. And the week before that, he was all over the place in the receiving side. They have weapons after weapons after weapons after weapons. How do you contain all of those weapons? You gotta get some pressure on Shador. But again, as far as having a spy running around waiting for him to take off and run, you, until he proves otherwise, you probably don't have to worry about it yet. Because again, it's not to say Shador cannot run on you. He absolutely can. I just don't think he's looking to. So, can the secondary do enough to slow things down where you can give a guy like Mo Kamara time to get to Shador and at least put pressure? This offensive line showed some weaknesses. That was a concern everybody had about the Buffs, was in the trenches. How are they offensively? How are they defensively? And I think there's some cracks there that you could perhaps expose.
I just saw a cool little stat here. In the Mountain West, total QBR ranks, guess who's number one?
In the Mountain West QBR ranks. No idea.
It's Braden Fowler, Nicolosi.
How? For the year?
Yeah.
Because of what he did in the second half.
You're number one on that list.
Well, Clay was number one in completion
percentage.
Well,
now he's number 12 on that list.
Clay broke a record for CSU for completion percentage. How'd that work out for him? Okay, great. Hey, it's a confidence.
He's 4 points higher than Peasley.
It's a confidence booster.
Give you fans something to get excited about.
Hey, Kobe Johnson returned a 98. Took a 98 return to the house, or 98 kick return to the house.
That could happen. That's something their special teams has to look at.
Oh, that could absolutely happen. That's a big thing. But number three for me is playmakers being special for CSU. Your playmakers are Torrey Horton, Dallin Holker, Avery Morrow, and we know Avery Morrow, that's a guy you want in your corner.
I was going to bring him up. That's a guy who can spark your offense with the way that he plays.
Go
he
out
is
there.
Physical.
Yeah.
He will run over a CU linebacker if he wants to.
Yeah. If you pound on the trunk of his car, look out.
They're pounding on Jay Norvell's car.
They're pounding right now, Avery Morrow. I'm talking to you, man. And I'm not making light of it because I don't know the full details on that, but I'm not going to be like that guy. It sounded like he had it coming to him, but he's hitting your car. He's hitting your car, man. He's messing with you. He's messing with your property. Words were exchanged. Fisticuffs went down, and who's going to win? Random student or freaking running back, right? Use that. Use that fire. Kobe Johnson. He's a playmaker, dude. I think he's going to be a big-time playmaker for this team. Whether it's Saturday night, whether it's coming up in the next few weeks of the season. Yeah, who are your playmakers that are going to step up? And if I'm Torrey Horton, I'm looking at this game going, man, it's an opportunity for me. Thank you, primetime. You got a lot of cameras there. All this for me? You know, that's how I'm viewing it. If I'm Torrey Horton, go light the freaking world on fire. Justice Ross Simmons. You're right, Smitty. Justice Ross Simmons. Let's get him going. Vince Brown. Let's get him going. I mean, Justice Ross Simmons is another guy that, you know, he doesn't get the fanfare that Torrey Horton gets. But he's a damn good football player. And Vince Brown, same thing. Dallin Holker transfers in and all the tight end talk is about Holker, but Vince Brown's playmaker. You got to have guys step up, be playmakers for you. But throw the ball down the field. That's the only way you're going to compete with this team. You got to have your playmakers play like stars. You can't be afraid of those moments. And that's going to be big on a quarterback that's Braden Fowler Nicolosi that's getting, what is this, his second college football start? He started against Nevada, which was hostile territory, sure.
It's better than your first start.
Smitty says Hunter can only cover one of our wide receivers. Yeah, it's not like we're talking about CSU or CU having the best defensive backs in the country.
No, I think
Hunter's a stud.
Their defense is very suspect.
So he's going to be on Torrey Horton then?
More than likely.
Where is out?
Yeah.
Wear him out.
Run crossers and slants and drags and all kinds of stuff to make him run across the field 90 feet or 90 yards every time.
Wear him out so he's not a threat when he gets on the offensive side. That's one. On the defensive side, talk about playmakers. My boy, Jack Howell. That guy could be an NFL player someday. He's got local his family name in the state of Colorado. How will people know that's synonymous with football in the state of Colorado? Go represent. Henry Blackburn, who's from Boulder. I don't think he got any looks. Take that personally. It's going to be awesome. I hope it's awesome. I hope it's a great game. And for CU, again, you can't get too high on this because it sounds like you're getting too high on this. You're getting very high on it. You're wearing sunglasses, doing all that stuff. Is the moment becoming so big that you're going to come out so much fire? Again, we go back to Vincent King yesterday, linebacker for the Bears. He says, hey, our coach says, dude, the game's not for another 2 hours. You guys got to calm down a little bit. You don't want all that crazy, crazy rage and stuff.
Still got like 30-something hours to go, folks.
I kind of wish it was tonight. But I don't want to take away from high school football.
Sure.
So I don't. Take that back. Smitty says, CSU has better wide receivers than TCU or Nebraska. Better than TCU?
I think they're comparable.
I mean, Torrey Horton, I think, potentially could be one of the top receivers in the country. So, mm-hmm. You know, you're probably not too far off there. But Justice Ross Simmons still got a little bit before I'm ready to go. You know, he's one of the top receivers out there. Torrey Horton's going to be in the NFL.
Well, with CSU, you know, we expect this Ford Air Raid offense. So you expect the wide receivers to be pretty good. And you're confident in their talent and their skill. We just haven't really seen it as consistently as we'd like. But it's there.
It's there. You got to get the ball in the air. You got to throw it down there and give them chances. Whether it's Clay Millen or Jay Norvell's timid offensive approach last week against, or 2 weeks ago against Washington State, you can't do it.
I mean, you see this a lot in college and NFL games. They will you'll start the game off with a deep shot just to get them ready for it, because a lot of times they're not ready for a deep shot on first down to start the game. So you do it. You make their DBs feel, whoa, we got to be running this game.
You got to take the top off.
Yes.
970 says, put down the CSU Kool-Aid. Buff's going to crush the Rams. I don't think I'm putting... What Kool-Aid,
Are you drinking Kool-Aid?
I'm not drinking anything here.
Brady does not have any drinks.
I have no water. Tanner's drinking wine at like 4 in the morning. I don't have any of that stuff. You know, I don't get that cool luxury here. I'm not drinking Kool-Aid. I'm telling you what needs to happen.
We're just not acting like CSU isn't a football team.
They are a football team. They do play football. I do believe in Jay Norvell. I love Matt Mummy. Torrey Horton is a stud. Oh, can we actually say this tomorrow, though, when they announce Torrey Horton? Can we say Torrey Horton hears a boo? Can we say that?
Yeah.
Because isn't there a movie called Horton Hears a Who?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say Horton hears a boo. Because he will. CU will boo him. Mm-hmm. And I can say Horton hears a boo.
Or he'll be saying boo because he'll be scaring them so much.
Probably. Flying Dutchman says 21-0 in the first. Now your crystal ball's clearing up. Oh, listen.
Well, now that you mention it, it just got foggy.
I can see that happening, Angel. I could see it getting embarrassing quickly. I could, and I know it sounds like a cop out, but I can't. Like,
well, where's the fun in
I'm
that?
I'm telling you, like Texas, Wyoming. I don't see Wyoming doing anything crazy. Okay, there's not a lot of different paths that can go. UNC, Washington State, not a lot of paths that can go. CSU and UNC or CSU and CU. I could see a big blowout happening right off the bat. Clay Millen comes back in, and more blowout happening. I could also see, you know, maybe it's 3-0 at the end of the first, and it's CSU.
Maybe CSU plays with a little bit of pride and energy with themselves.
Yeah, and it's a game at
maybe
halftime.
They make a play or two in the first quarter that takes the crowd out of it for a second.
Jack Howell pick. Mo Kamara sack, fumble forced. this is what it's all about, folks. Rocky Mountain Showdown, 28 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Well, there are other games going on this weekend, and we'll talk a little bit about them coming up next, and then we'll shift our focus over to Broncos, Commanders coming up this weekend as well. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Mr. 700 Plus Wins is on KFKA. Coach Speak with Coach Bruce Dick. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
My lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
Football Friday kind of takes on its own theme. You know, Angel, and you captured it so well with the intro and the music. It's underdog weekend here. Make them a believer. And I know that's primetime schick too, but that was around a lot longer than primetime. You know, the dogs, the underdogs, I should say. It's a big underdog weekend. For the UNC Bears, they're going up against Washington State. Washington State is a number 23 team in the country, and the Bears are 0-2, losing to Abilene Christian and Incarnate Word. Bears going to shock the entire world this weekend, Angel?
Probably not.
Probably not even close?
Not close, but, you know.
You want to go there.
It's not. I don't think UNC is approaching this game as, oh, we got a chance to go in and do something crazy. I think they're looking at it as this is an opportunity for us to play against a really good team
and learn something.
And learn some stuff about ourselves, get some good stuff on tape, get a couple of drives together before you start Big Sky play next week, because that's when it matters.
That's when it matters, more so than anything in the FCS side of things. These first three games, All tough. Like, Abilene Christian and Incarnate Word are two good FCS teams that'll probably be in the playoffs. They play each other this weekend. I'll be interested in that matchup, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I won't watch it, but I will check a score. UNC, Ed Lamb, you know. I still like the process over here. I like what's happening over here.
And the FCS may not notice them yet, but the Big Sky certainly has.
Yeah?
And I think that's what they want to see, what Ed Lamb is going to do there, because he has experience in this conference and they know how good he was at Southern Utah. They think he could do the same thing at UNC.
You know what? I hope so. You know, I always say this, I'm a fan of personalities, different personalities. And boy, the coaches that we talk about on this show could not be more different from each other. Mm-hmm. Ed Lamb, Jay Norvell, those two guys are way different from each other. Jay Norvell in primetime, way different from each other. Craig Bohl and Ed Lamb might actually be friends.
could be friends.
And trust me, that's not a knock. Some of my best friends are just boring kind of people.
They're really good at being that type of coach.
And when I say boring, it's not like a knock. You know, there's a lot of boring people that I'm really good friends with and I like.
Oh, Ed Lamb's a great person to
Ed
talk
Lamb,
to.
You can go have, I don't even know if he drinks beer, but you could have an iced tea with.
You can go walk around on a farm and just talk with Ed.
You could have a great conversation. Some people might say, like, watching the History Channel is boring. It's fascinating to me. So, like, Ed Lamb can be fascinating. Craig Bohl is actually pretty damn fascinating. It's just they're all different from each other. Flying Dutchman, CSU at plus 1,200 is a must coverage play.
Okay.
I don't know enough about gambling to know what that means.
Spreads
CSU at plus 1,200 is a must coverage play? Like, what do you mean? Do you just put like a dollar on that? I don't know. I honestly, elaborate, Flying Dutchman, elaborate. Texter here from 970. One thing that worries me is that in the Wazoo game, our DBs seem to be trailing behind their guys a lot, and I don't think CU is any slower than Washington State. Correct. That's what scares the hell out of me for CSU's side of things, because they were just wide the hell open, a lot of these plays. And, Kevin, we talked about this with Lytle from the Colorado, and these are the two best offenses you might see this year, Washington State and CU. So, yeah, that concerns me too. Yeah, you're right. 970, good UNC analogy, Angel. That's the same philosophy CSU should take.
You can start off there, but you also need to have the mentality that you have to go in and beat your rival.
I think he's knocking. He's basically saying that CSU should just use this as a learning experience. They could go beat them, dude. They could go beat
Compliment me and then turn my good take into a bad take.
At first, I was like, yeah.
That's not what I'm here for.
Good for him. Oh, no, he's being a jerk. That's what that was. Not really, but kind of. Text us.
Hype yourselves up. Tell yourself how good you are. Look in the mirror on Saturday morning and be like, yeah, I'm going to go and win this game today.
Well, you have to win, CU fans. Like,
you have to. And if you don't, get ready. Because all the jokes that you don't like this week.
Oh, it's going to get bad.
Oh, yeah. And that's sports, man.
Mm-hmm.
They don't hate Deion just because they want to hate him. They hate him because a lot of people like him.
Now he's got the Patriots thing. He's got the Bama thing. He has done stuff. Jackson State, he won. As a broadcaster, he won in life. As a player, he won. So what has he done? He has done everything. In every sports angle that he could do. All right, coming back, we're going to get into Broncos, Commanders. Let's talk Denver, Washington. What do they have to do to get on the winning side of things? And I'm sorry, but 0-2? No more. You're not going to the playoffs. This sure feels like a must-win kind of game. Let's talk about it next. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into Football Friday on the whole show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Man, Crazy Carl's Pizza, we order that now. It's a go-to. I didn't know much about Crazy Carl's Pizza until my boy Ellison Hubbard showed me the restaurant, we went in there, and I'm like, this pizza's crazy. And I tell my wife about them. She's like, how have I never had Crazy Carl's pizza before? So it's a thing now. My mother and father-in-law, it's Crazy Carl's pizza or bust. Their stuff is so delicious. Got great wings and a perfect place to go watch some games tonight, tomorrow. They have TVs surrounding the place. They've got their college one, their one on campus. They got their other place near Timberline there. And then they've got the pickup in Loveland. So Crazy Carl's Pizza, man. Second to none. Best pizza place around. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Okay, Flying Dutchman. Yeah, okay, it's a hedge, basically. I've heard that before. If a person has money on Colorado, they can cover themselves by taking Colorado State on the money line. $100 wager on Colorado State to win pays $1,200. So you put the bulk of what you're betting on CU, and then if you think maybe something crazy happens and CSU money lines it and wins, then you get yourself protected. Yeah, that's a smart way to go about it.
Smart, but is it committed?
When it comes to gambling, it's not about committing. That's my problem. If I do bet, I bet on things that I like. Hmm. I'm not smart with it. I'm just like, I'm watching this game and I'm rooting for this team to win. Let's go. You know, I'm not really going there. That's why I bet like 50 cents sometimes. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Broncos, Commanders. Got to get back on the right track here. You know, it's just been Sean Payton. It was supposed to be different. And it was different for a moment until it wasn't. And then it was just bad in the second half. And it's not Russ. Dude, I'm going to say this right now on this show. Russell Wilson is not back, but he's back. I'm going to say it. He looked good enough in that game. He can run this offense. I don't know what Kisla's smoking on the Denver Post saying, is this the first hint of Russell Wilson not being able to play quarterback under Sean Payton? I actually walked away saying, it looks like Russ is good. He's fine. It's who are the playmakers on this team? Can Jerry Jeudy get it going? Can he be healthy? First off, it sounds like he's a full go, so that's a big deal. But when you look at this Commanders team, Sam Howell, 19 of 31 last week for 202 yards. He had a touchdown. He threw an interception. He had a rushing touchdown. He was sacked 6 times. Randy Gregory, lick your chops, man. That's how you have to view this game. But if I'm Washington, I'm looking at Sam Howell going, okay, Garoppolo had a clean jersey last week. How do we keep that? How do we do the same thing? Get rid of the ball fast. Garoppolo's pretty good at that. Get quick releases. You know your system well enough where you know where guys are going to be. You got to get that. So that's what, if I'm the Broncos, I'm playing press coverage up on these receivers and trying really not to allow any kind of quick hits. Got to give my guys some time to get after Sam Howell. You know, can Jonathan Cooper, who I think started to make more of a name for himself in the preseason even, can he get after somebody? You're going to see some linebacker blitzes there. Josie Jewell and Alex Singleton. Can Randy Gregory get it rocking? Zach Allen, big, big pickup for the Broncos. Is there something there for him? But you got to get pressure on Sam Howell. And then offensively, like, what is this offense? You know, Eric Bieniemy, former CU Buff, but maybe going to be at the game tomorrow night. I don't know. But he's still trying to get – he's got a lot to prove. They only scored 20 points last week, and Bieniemy's taking a chance on himself going over to Washington when he could have stayed at Kansas City and kept his name at least somewhat in the hat for a while. If he fails at Washington, Angel, the idea of Eric Bieniemy ever being a head coach, it's gone. At least there was still an idea of it when you were the OC for – the Chiefs, but you go struggle here, 20 points a game, yeah, it's going to be rough. Running back Brian Robinson, I mean, he had 60 yards last week. He had 800 yards last season. He's a solid running back. That's what Washington is really going to try to do to open up the pass game there with Sam Howell and get him going and find some looks. Defensively, this is the test for the Broncos. Last year, they were third overall in defense, and pass D, they were fourth. Seventh in points allowed. So Washington, the reason they won 8 games, and when you and I were reviewing the divisions and everything, there was a reason why you said, hey, watch out for Washington. Well, mainly it's because of the defense, right? Damn good defense. Last week versus Arizona, they held Joshua Dobbs to 132 yards and no touchdowns. They sacked him three times. They held Arizona as a team under 230 yards. So, and again, it's Arizona, but still, it's an NFL team. If you can hold with any team under 230 yards, pretty damn good. And now, you know, you're with that pass rush, you're getting Chase Young back. It sounds like that's going to be the case. And they had three sacks without him. So it's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy. When you look at the calendar or the schedule and you think, oh, Washington, that's a win there. They're favored. But there's going to be some difficulty here on the defensive side. Moving the ball down the field could be tough for the Broncos. Got to get that run game going. And who's a playmaker? Can Troutman catch a football and turn upfield and dodge one tackle? Can that happen? I mean, you saw this last night, and I did really enjoy the game. I mean, Minnesota made it a game, but I really love watching, you know, their tight end, TJ Hawkinson. 7 catches for 66 yards and 2 touchdowns. You know what that guy does? Catches the ball, turns upfield, stiff arm, hurdles. He will make guys miss. You need playmakers like that. If you want to score, the Vikings lost scoring 28 points. They put it up pretty quick, too. They scored 14 in the fourth quarter. Get some of that, but you got to have playmakers. I think Russ is going to be fine. Who are the playmakers on this team? Flying Dutchman, Broncos defense wins this one. Have an awesome weekend. All right, thanks, Flying Dutchman. Good participation today. You ready for picks? We got picks? The picks are coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's a whole show on a Football Friday presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We'll be right back.
The Rocky Mountain Showdown returns on Saturday, September 16th. Primetime Buffs. The Rams Ford Air Raid. Join the discussion on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Miles Blumhart, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Wrapping up a very eventful week, man. A lot of fun. Thank you, Primetime. Seriously. This is great. This is what it's all about. Thank you, Shador and Travis Hunter and Jay Norvell. Throwing your hat in the ring there. Thank you. Finally, this is what this damn game is supposed to be. Fun. Talked about. 5 years ago, it was nothing. It's the most talked about game, maybe one-sided, but still, in the country. So thank you. A lot of fun this week. Let's look at tonight's game. Utah State at Air Force tonight. 6 o'clock. That's going to be on CBS Sports Network. Air Force is a 9-point favorite. I told you, Angel, I don't like taking Air Force with points, but I think they... I know Utah State, Jesse Kurtz told us that's been their kryptonite. I like Air Force tonight, and I think they cover -9.
I'm with you there. One of my dad's buddies from the Air Force is in town this weekend, so let's go Falcons.
I like the Falcons to take care of business. The UNC Bears, I don't have a spread.
We set it at 28.
Oh, do I have to follow that rule?
No, you can set a different one if you want.
Fine. They'll cover 28, but I'll just say Washington State's probably going to blow this out. Probably blow the roof off the place. Are you going with that? Or you think the Bears cover that 28?
If we have a spread, I say the Bears cover it. No spread, Washington wins.
Okay.
But they look better.
Maybe. Maybe. I hope so. This one I'm having a hard time with. Wyoming and Texas. Texas is a 30-point favorite. My gut tells me Wyoming slows it down. So I'm going to say Wyoming covers. Give me the 30. Obviously, they do not win. But I'm going to say they cover. I've changed my tune on that. I think Wyoming can slow it down so they're not outscored by 30 points. But it's still a bad game.
I'm right there with you. I think Texas has a little bit of a hangover. Wyoming slows the game down. They do cover that spread.
I'm going to do the most interesting game last. That's how we do it. Okay. Because everybody's waiting. They want to know. The picks. People on the street come up to me. The picks! Hey, the picks! And I'm like, what? No, it's not Friday. They're famous. Good or bad. It's time to get over 500. We got to get over 500. Broncos. Commanders. When do we give up? When do we give up on this team? That is the question everybody wants to know. Sam Howell is the least interesting quarterback in the history of mankind. Even his name. I like the last name Howell. I know many of them. Brian Howell. Jack Howell. But when you mix in Sam Howell with it, plus he's just kind of like, eh. I could be your neighbor. I could be in the NFL. I don't know. What are you going to do? For some reason, he's Italian. Broncos are favored by 3.5. Tough defense. Better defense with Washington than the Raiders. You're right. And Angel, I think you said better offense for the Raiders. So, I think this defense can slow things down for Washington. Can you get to the quarterback, though? It's must win. It's absolute must win, Angel. So, I do think the Broncos will win this game. Will they cover -3.5? It could be like a 17-16 type of thing again, so I'm kind of scared to take the cover. I'm going to say they do cover. They will cover the 3.5. Wouldn't be shocked if Denver wins big, but that's not my official pick. My pick is that they cover 3.5, so they win by 4 and give me the dub. They hit everything other than the RMS?
Oh, I do think Washington will cover.
Okay. Oh, you've got Washington covering. Do they win?
Maybe.
Okay. Got everything?
Yep.
One last game. 8:00 tomorrow night. The Rocky Mountain Showdown is a spectacle right now. Really is. You got belt buckles being exchanged, sunglasses being worn or not worn, depending on who you ask. You got coaches with mustaches and coaches without mustaches. It's a wild... What a time to be alive, Angel.
You got mamas involved.
Moms are being involved. Let's leave the mothers out of this. That's what primetime's probably saying, right? CSU is a... According to ESPN, last time I checked, 24-point dog. Yesterday on Rams Weekly, I said the Rams would not cover. Now, everybody knows I love Kevin Lytle to death, but these picks at 1:45 on Friday is sacred and is the final word. It's sacred. So I did give myself room to change my mind. CSU's not winning this game. Okay? They're not winning. Are they covering 24 or is this a blowout by the Buffs? Going with my gut reaction here now. I'm sorry, Rams fans. I got to do it. There's no way you're covering. The Buffs are covering 24. And you've got the Rams covering?
I got you, Rams. You're covering. Okay. And you might just pull off something crazy.
You pick them to win. Do it. Do it, Angel. Do it. You got 10 seconds. Do it.
They're winning!
Oh, my gosh. Angel, you're drunk. Give me your keys. There you go. Let's go football. Good night, Northern Colorado.